Hello, and welcome back to the Ever-Changing World podcast. I'm your host, Ava Zanetti, and today I will be speaking about a recent experience. The reason why I didn't have a podcast episode last week, and the amazing book that really coincided with this experience that I read not only at that experience, but also just finished the book today. And what I did during this experience was something that's very important that I think is broadly looked over, and I think we don't do enough, especially for my generation being born in a world with technology. We often can't imagine living without it. And of course, technology has massive benefits. I've spoken about that many times on the podcast. And in my own personal thoughts and feelings about it, there are many, many benefits, from data collection to knowledge to connecting with people around the world. Technology is really great, but with something so good, there's often stuff that's so bad about it. And with technology, some great examples are social media and phone addiction, screen addiction, things like TikTok and Instagram that loop you in this loophole of hell, where you're just thought that the only thing you should be doing is looking at your phone. And the other aspect, too, that's really bad is too much connectiveness. There's too much news that we see that can make us feel really negatively about the world, when realistically, the news that we see is filtered throughout the whole world. And only the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst is shown every day, but we don't think about that. And we think about the world in this really negative perspective. So all of these things change the way we think about the world, change the way we see the world, which ultimately changes the way we feel about ourselves and feel about our own lives. And that can have a huge effect on not only our mental health, but that's just the way we act within society. So today, that leads me to wanting to talk about disconnectedness, getting off your devices, getting off of your phones, and being able to pull yourself out of this loophole and out of this world that is so phone heavy. And I've had an episode, which I just looked back on right now, episode 18, which is quite a while ago now, but I spoke about the TikTok epidemic and social media use, so companies like TikTok looping you in this really negative loophole. But today I want to talk about interconnectedness, and I mean just more disconnecting from devices on a more broad scale, since I want to use my own experience that I just had last week for about 6 days, and how that really affected my life and my perspective. As well, today I want to speak about the book Atomic Habits, and how the strategy of Atomic Habits is so useful and so beneficial that it really just perfectly connected with what I wanted to speak about. So today will not be the same episode as I did a few months ago, though it will have some similarities in topics that I'll be speaking about, so I do recommend listening to that episode, just if you really want to hear more about me speaking about TikTok. I think I spoke about recent trends that were happening at the time that were really negative, and I can't quite remember what those exactly were, but I guess you'll have to go and listen to find out. So, to begin, last week, the reason why I didn't have a podcast, and actually while I was out there, I realized, oh shoot, I didn't record a podcast episode for this week. And I thought, you know what? This will be a really good podcast episode to explain why I didn't, one, record one, and two, what a positive experience I had that this, you know, stop of not recording the podcast was actually really beneficial. So the experience that I had to begin began on the Sunday. And this was kind of like a school trip. We have this thing where every year, beginning of the year, it's a week, every grade goes on it, and it's a trip, and you get to decide which trip you go on to with your grade, and it's supposed to be an experience that helps you learn and get real life experience in something. So the different options that I had this year was the Canoe Algonquin trip. So if you're not familiar with Canada, this is up north from where I am. It's kind of near Muskoka area. Algonquin's a really big site that people love to camp or have a cottage around or canoe and portage. So that's one of the options. I had the option of going to Ottawa or Montreal for a university tour. And I also had an opportunity to do a leadership seminar and a few other kind of less big ones. So for some reason in my head, in my grand thoughts, I thought the best idea, the best one, would be the first one, which is why I explained it a little bit more, and I was kind of laughing because I chose the canoe portaging camping trip. A little background on myself. One, I had never camped before this experience in my life. I never slept in a tent or in a sleeping bag. So that was quite the new experience that I was able to gain. Second, I had never canoed in my life, which was also really interesting. And third, more of a topic of today, is I had never been away from my phone that long. Because the whole point of the trip is they didn't want you to be on your phone. Both the leadership trip and the canoe trip got their phones taken away, since the leadership trip stayed at the camp that we left from to go camp. So they took our phones away, and of course, that whole point was for us to learn how to be disconnected. So a little bit of reference on the trip itself to give you a bit more background. So this trip was, it was 4 nights and 5 days, because the one night we were at camp, it was 4 nights and 5 days of canoeing and portaging. So if you don't know what portaging is, so canoe, you're paddling, right? Portaging is you take everything out of the boat. So, we had 4 boats in our group, and we had a bunch of stuff in it. So we had like food barrels and a bag with all of our bags, our personal items, a bag of shoes. Like we just had like bags for everything, and bag for like full of pots and pans so we could cook at the campsite, because obviously no one's gonna, Uber Eats us food at the campsite. We have to bring it with us as well. No one's gonna bring us our tent every time we get to a campsite. So we had to carry all of this. And a portage is really just between two lakes, the high point, right? So sometimes there was one that was really, really muddy, really deep, really swampy. There's ones that are okay, but really, really hilly. It's just a mixed bag. And it's also a mixed bag of distance. So the longest one we did was 2.3 kilometers, which is quite long, especially with a really heavy bag on your back that feels like it's going to, break in any second, or your back's going to break in any second, to fix that statement there. So that's kind of that experience. So you'd be portaging, but you'd also be mainly canoeing, though we did have a lot of portages. And then at camp, you'd have to cook dinner and wash dishes and make a fire and put up a tent. Like, it was just quite hectic. Though we did have some time to sit down and read. So that's when I was able to read the book that I brought, Atomic Habits, which I was very, very glad I did. So back to the trip. So this trip, again, we weren't allowed our phones, and we were camping and canoeing and portaging. So what I learned from this experience ultimately was the power of disconnection, and also the power of really, in all honesty, how much I don't give a shit. I realized when I gained my phone back on the Friday, it was probably 1 p.m. that we all got our phones back, and I was able to listen to music. I was very happy about that part because there was no music out there, but the sound of trees and birds. But what I learned from that part of it was that I really didn't care. I could care less about what my friends were doing or my enemies, my foes, right? I could care less about who was doing what. I had no FOMO. Why would I even care about what they were doing? And I also realized I just didn't care about some aspects of the news and a lot of the things I was wasting time on, like TikTok and Instagram. I realized, hey, why was I sitting here doing this? Look how much I accomplished in a day if I just put my mind to it. So that was a really big aspect for me. And this experience, I think everyone should just experience a time where you're out in the woods and you just don't have your phone. Obviously, keep an emergency phone on you, but that's very different. I mean, a smartphone. Keep the technology that can Google anything away, because it is very dangerous. I think phones and technology are some of the most dangerous things that we have access to now. And we have give access to these crazy devices that give crazy addiction and crazy problems to literal babies and toddlers. And it's so ingrained into our society now that we don't think about it. But 60 years ago, this it didn't exist, even 40 years ago, right? And especially to this degree, where we have a phone in our pockets. And people used to just live without a phone. And I know it sounds insane, even a personal computer. I mean, I use all my stuff so much for schoolwork and everything that it's just insane to me that people, didn't have a phone or a laptop that they could use for their schoolwork or to call their mom, right? That just seems crazy to me as well. But I also grew up with technology. And many people still today didn't grow up with technology, and they are just as addicted as the people that did. So really, ultimately, I think truly everybody should have an experience similar to the one that I had, similar to just completely disconnecting. And you don't just have to go out into the woods for that. Right now, I'm just in a process of trying to figure out how to optimize every part of my life. And the one thing I really want to optimize is my time. And I guess that's the ideal for every optimization. But what I really want to do is just change the way I use my devices and change the way I interact with them. Because I think I spend a lot of useless time online. And there's a time and a place for relaxing to a degree. I'm not saying that at all. But you don't need to relax that often. And I think that we often with schoolwork take too many breaks and we have too many distractions around us. So some simple things are just throwing your phone somewhere else. But sometimes the addiction is so grand that, you'll spend 2 minutes working on a project and then you'll go right to your phone. And that obviously isn't very ideal either. And another part of it too is I just think that we think some of the things we're doing online are useful, like over-checking emails or doing just little things like that. It adds up a lot of time. So making sure that your devices are decluttered, not just your room, which is probably something I should work on, but making sure your devices are decluttered. And I was watching a video. I forget who it was exactly, but it was, I think it was, shoot, I cannot remember. I was going to give you a podcaster that it was. But it was someone speaking to some guest, and they said, "Oh, you're really, productive, whatever." And they said, "You went to such a crazy degree with your phone that you turned on the black and white setting." So the black and white setting basically just makes your phone undesirable. All the images, all the icons, everything, the whole display is just black and white. And the guy was like, "Yeah, and actually, it makes me not want to be on my phone, which is hugely beneficial." Because the way our phones are built are for us to keep using them and grasping at them and touching them and being on every single app for hours and hours and hours every single day. They're built like that for a reason. They're built like that because they know that humans love that. They know that humans love touching and grabbing and will stay on something that's flashy and bright. And that just, creates this distinction, and it really, really messes with us because devices are made to groom our human minds, and we don't need that. So with this connection, what you should do is maybe you don't need to go to the extreme of creating a black and white phone, but create time limits for yourself. That's a really good way to do things. I know a lot of people, I mean, these don't usually work for me, but they have the time limit things on your phone that you can add now. At least I know that on Apple. And you can time it where you say, okay, whatever, I want an hour or 2 hours a day on Instagram. You put it on, like, you set it on the app, and then it will lock you out when you are done. The issue for me, though, with that is that you can still go back in if you override the system, which is really easy to do. So it's about finding the solutions for you, because I know personally just taking the phone completely away and not even being able to, like, go and sneak it was the most amazing thing for me. So there's actually a product that I was thinking about buying. This might sound ridiculous, but it's like a phone jail. And what you do is you put your phone in this box and you can't open it until the timer runs out. So let's say you put for 40 minutes. You just can't get access to your phone. And I know that's quite annoying, but it probably works well. And that might be something I'm investing in. Just because it's one of those things where, you know, if you can't see it, great. But if you also can't open it, then you can't even sneak it. And that's also really vital. Some other things I learned when I was disconnected was just the value of peace. I think mindfulness is something that I really want to bring into my morning routine. And I think it'd be really beneficial to have a mindfulness routine and think and just observe that practice, because it is really calming and relaxing, and it's a really good virtue to have. So I think that's something that I definitely want to bring into my life. And I realized while I was out just in nature doing nothing else, I thought, you know, it'd be really nice to just meditate out here and just think and allow my thoughts to wander. And that's also something that's really nice and that you can't really often do with your phone or your laptop. But of course, there's a time and place. So I think there is, you know, a time, a place for everything. But I also think that a lot of our distractions can be, you know, kind of stopped if we stop going on these, you know, kind of addiction devices and stop looking at all these things that, let's be honest, we really don't need to look to, because it's quite useless in a lot of ways. So the last point I wanted to make about this disconnectedness thing before I move on to the book, since, again, this episode will be shorter since school has been quite hectic. But the last point I wanted to make with disconnectedness is just, summary. Overall, you know, keeping disconnected to a degree is great. Obviously, I'm not saying never talk to your friends ever again in your life. What I'm saying is taking a break from the social media. Maybe you don't go on your phone at a certain time at night, or you don't do something, or, you know, you time yourself, or you only allow being on your phone for 10 hours a week, which seems quite crazy, because I've done that in a day many a times. But setting yourself up for goals, and then getting better each time, and then, you know, making better goals, is going to be the best way to minimize the addiction. And that leads right into the segment of Atomic Habits. So if you haven't read the book, please, 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 please go read the book, since it's absolutely amazing, and I just finished it. But the whole idea of Atomic Habits is the idea of not only forming habits, but also getting rid of them. So the way that James Clear sets this book up is in a four kind of stage format, which is cue, craving, response, and reward. So first is cue. Cue is making it kind of shiny. And I believe that was a word he used. But the cue is kind of just seeing that you would want it. The craving is actually wanting it. The response is doing something about it. And the reward is obviously the reward of whatever you had just done. So when you're trying to break a bad habit like phone addiction or anything like that, you need to do the opposite. So you just really need to make whatever you're doing look really undesirable. So again, like the guy I talked about who had made his phone screen black and white, he had made his phone undesirable where he wouldn't even want to touch it. And then slowly but surely, it becomes less of a habit, less of an addiction. And that truly is very, very valuable. What I also realized while I was out in the wilderness, disconnected, reading the book, I realized how I could really optimize my life and how I could make my life better in a lot of ways. And a lot of these ways that I could make my life better is just obviously spending less time online. But when I am doing something, do it really, really, really well. And things will get done faster if you do it that way. And if you lag things on and make it go on forever, it just is a harder mental game as well. So you'd rather just do something and get it over with. And that is a lot better than doing the opposite. So that's something that I also realized within this book and this experience. And I also realized another valuable lesson of kind of just braving the unexpected. We had a lot of unexpected journeys within our route, and we realized that you just have to adapt and overcome and deal with that adaptation and overcoming of whatever situation you're in. Because, you know, it may be raining and pouring, you may be soaking wet right now, but in a few days, you know, you'll have a nice shower. And you'll be at the end of it. Maybe your goal isn't just to have a nice shower, but, you know, whatever it is. You know, there are hard times in life. There's going to be hardships. It's going to be rough. You're going to fail. But there are going to be better days. And that's really comforting as well. Another little life lesson that I learned was the two words of seek discomfort. Seek discomfort. Seek discomfort. And this was kind of playing in my mind. And we often stay within our own comfort zones quite often. We stand in this little comfort zone that makes us feel nice. That, you know, hey, I know I'm really good at public speaking. Or, hey, I know I'm, you know, really good at the flute. Right? All I'm going to do is do these things that are make me comfortable. But what allows us to grow as people, what allows us to make us better people, is seeking discomfort. When we, let's say I don't know how to play the flute, or I have never, you know, spoken publicly in my life. What you have to do is just do it. You have to seek discomfort, and you have to seek those experiences that you are scared of. Because often the experiences that you are scared of are the opportunities you know you need the most. Let me say this, that again. Often the opportunities that scare you are often the opportunities that scare you. Oh, sorry. I think I just ruined that. I did just ruin that. Let me restate that. Let me say this quote that I believe I just made up. Often the opportunities that scare us are the opportunities that we need the most. Again, often the opportunities that scare us are the opportunities we need the most. We know what is good for us. If someone is overweight, they know they need to lose weight. They know they need to go to the gym. But it's not good enough. You need to go out there and actually do. You need to just do it. In the name of Nike. Because nobody else is going to do it for you. One, two, nobody else is going to care. And three, to even grow as a person or ever do anything different and awkward is vital. And, you know, you can stay in your comfort zone, whatever, but you won't grow as a person, you won't learn new things, and you'll be a worse person for it, because I think everyone should experience a wide variety of opportunities and thoughts and feelings, because it really does transform the way we think about our world, and the way, you know, we interact with each other. So I think that's another really big point. And also these points are kind of also derived with Atomic Habits, which was an amazing book, by the way. Like I said, once again, you should go and buy it. It was life-changing. Another few things that James Clear talked about in his book Atomic Habits that kind of relate with my experience was the idea of making it ability to make it look appealing. So when we were out there canoeing and portaging, a lot of it was, to be quite blunt, hell. It was a really scary experience where, you know, it was something I'd never done in my life before, but I was seeking discomfort, of course. But it was also a weird experience since it really pushes your boundaries to a different degree. But what really got us through it was, well, one, we knew we had to get home, and the only way to get home was canoe and portage. But as well, it was the process of building habits. We were slowly waking up earlier and going to bed earlier because of just the times and how that, you know, when the sun went up, when the sun went down. We made habits of making food every day or encourage each other to portage or, you know, singing songs in the canoe. We made all these habits because we knew they would help us in the long run. We knew the habits would not only make us better and stronger, but it would also get us through the day faster. So habits are really, really vital. If you want to achieve anything in life, it has to become a habit first. and then it needs to perpetuate into something bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's a lot of how the world works and how we work, etc., etc., etc. So those are some of the big, big lessons that I learned from James Clear. And I really, truly did enjoy the book, to say the least. And to kind of wrap this up, I would totally recommend reading the book. He has amazing resources that he mentioned from the book, where you can track habits and you can do all of that really, really, really fun stuff. And you can just become a better person. And you can learn more, be better, and get it off your phone. That's also something that I want to say, because it is really valuable. And it will help you achieve your goals faster and do things better and just be more efficient in a lot of ways. And, you know, that's really, really how it rules. And it really does change your life in a lot of ways. And unplugging, getting off everything, it's also a nice detox, and it helps you put life into perspective as well. Put your situation in the world into perspective, and how we are human, how we have these opportunities, how we should not only be grateful, but also use them and not use them too much, because that can often happen as well. So I just want to thank you all for listening to today's episode. Once again, I'm sorry there was no episode last week, but as today's episode states, I was disconnecting, and that was a really good use of my time. So hopefully you guys liked this kind of relaxed, more storytelling-y podcast episode. I think it was really fun to talk about. Go read Atomic Habits. Our social media for Ever Changing World, the Instagram is ever.changingworld. Again, ever.changingworld. The Twitter is everchangingwor. Again, everchangingwor. The website is, let me check that one. The website is shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. Thank you all so, so, so much for listening to today's episode. Please tune in next Tuesday, which there will be an episode, for another amazing episode. And thank you again for listening. Go read Atomic Habits. As I mentioned, go get off your phone. And the world is always changing.